Blog Talk Radio.
Well, this one is dedicated to you and you knows who. You and you and you and you. Well, this is a Crown Knowledge session.
Yeah.
Introducing Pat Michelle. World yeah. Body. Itchy Pong. Number one artist from Africa.
I'm off the book. This crack is trying to get off the hook. Might say, look at this crook, the one who used to crawl before us. Now dealing with the Dead Sea's cross trip. I see them using different tools to keep us there. Deep in sleep mode, we can't cool. We about to flip mode, cause the methods they use are so cruel. They don't give a damn about your G-code. Creep code, this creep are into. Genetic warfare, beware, this is not for play. Just check the games, the lies they display. They got you believing this guy coming from the sky with blue eyes and fair skin. Who is supposed to be taking care of the sea? Check the nativity thing. They took it from ancient chemics and laconics. From way back since they all met, understand why we must protect our intellect. If you shake the hands, you will surely meet your end. They're mad cause my stick don't bend. They call us savages, but we are original men. And don't follow the trend of feminization of black male. Who is the old man? So tell me Eden Garden. See the make you stay there. For opportunity, transcend culture to eternity. Liberty for humanity, it's prosperity. African, know your identity. From Ethiopia to Asia, we gave birth to science and concept of religion. They follow our vision in every region of the globe. From military tactics, we practice alchemy that they call magic. So tragic how the slave trade came about by being so kind and giving them access to infinite knowledge. The trauma one is not just in a bag. Pay back, now it's time to pay the price for being so trite. I redirect this knowledge like a bloody knife through your chest. Go run and tell the rest. So what you facing is spiritual and rest. The East is still the best. The knowledge you must invest. Pop up to chest.
Don't distance yourself from yourself.
Know your origin.
Don't turn back away from your way.
Claim your heritage.
You must understand what you were.
So be educated.
Heavens to die in the earth.
Now,
all my brothers and sisters who want to know the truth, perhaps you should rely more on facts. They lay some spooks set like traps in books. Cause we got material proof of our history still standing till this day. So why choose to quote notes from holy books? Wrote by those who provoke your spiritual entrapment and keep you away from the path of your divine roots and boost the notion of a dead past. Exit Mason, il connaissait quoi la chanson? Judaism, Christianity, Islam got you hooked on the hoax. Full of paradox, true knowledge heals your detox for the spiritual intoxication. Learn to be proud of who you are. We still be on the stars like the doggone. We don't believe in slogan. It's time to get out of their program and elevate the debate amongst black people. We are all over the planet and we have yet to unite. Sadly, a lot of brothers identically chose one another and still worship the white Christ. If you talk peace, they want to disrespect the architect. And the lack of knowledge make you a target subject to manipulation. You must protect your dumb from Sodom. Better must come by now. They know we turned done. Earth king on the crown of knowledge, rough from the edge. But we don't lead with rage, pure love, we driven by. We age slow, remain raw. Understand universal law. Has above, so has below. God love us all, we stand tall and don't fall. Time for recall, it's 2013, clean up. Cause we must team up before our time is up. Let's use hip hop for what is worth and preserve the earth, our turf.
Yeah, we age slow. Yeah, we open the gate. This is our fate. The first shall be the last. You can't turn back from your past. Take off your mask.
Yes. Yes, man, Babylon. This one was garrison. No comparison. Pro Viga said that. Yeah, man, Fab Michelle. Straight out of Africa. Number one. Itchy Pong.
Itchy Pong. Yes, yes, yes. Good evening, everyone. I am your host, Jordana Rafia, and you are live in the Crown. Welcome, everyone, to Crown Knowledge Radio. It's Jordana, back on the air with you, excited about tonight's show, because what you just heard, the sound that you just heard, is the new sound of the Crown, a new theme piece, and I hope you all love it as much as I do. I love it so much, I just dedicated a special show tonight just for the hell of it, because I want to introduce everyone to the new sound of the Crown and the new direction that the Crown is going. Just excited about new things and big things coming down the pike for the Crown. Got two creative God's in the house with me tonight that I'm going to introduce to you. Let's do first things first. If you are on your computer and you want to call into the Crown and ask questions for the host of the forum and for the guests in the forum tonight, the number to dial in is 646-652-2178. And if you are on the line and you want to go into the chat room and, you know, you don't want to be on the air, you want to post a question in the chat room, you can do that as well by logging in on your computer to www.blogtalkradio.com/crownknowledgeradio. That's, of course, Crown with a K. And you can go into the chat room and post some questions in there, build yourself a profile, say hello, what's up to everybody in the Crown. It's me, your host, Dadonna Rafia, back on the air, happy to be back again. I am excited about tonight's show, introducing the new sound of the Crown. I'm loving it. And without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring the brothers, my special guests, into the forum with me tonight. I have the creative lyricist of the intro that you just heard, the brother Fab Michel. Fab Michel, on the quoi?
What's up?
And we also have his collabo, his partner, the brother Pro Vigga, on the line with us as well. Vigga, are you there?
Yes, Garrison to the universe.
Yes. Much respect, brother. What's up? Welcome to the Crown. I know that Fab is no stranger to the Crown. Vigga, I want to welcome you to the Crown family, to Crown Knowledge Radio. Thank you for taking time to join me in the Crown tonight.
Aye. Blessings.
All right. Well, what I want to do, what I'm going to do right now is just have you guys kind of introduce yourself to the Crown family. You know, let them know what's up with you, where you hail from, how to get in touch with you, your contact information. You know, I know y'all do the Facebook thing, so, you know, give them your information. And let the family know how where you're from and how they can contact you. And we'll remind them again later on in the show. Vigga, if you want to go first.
Okay, yes, Garrison to the universe. Ali Selassie, I will the first. Yes, you can find Pro Vigga on the YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all these things, Provigga. You can check it out on YouTube, all over. Once you Google me, you'll see all these various sites that I'm on and things. Right now I'm working at Bomb Stepper Studios, where I met Fab Michelle.
Bomb Stepper, bless.
Yes, I bomb stepper to the world. So this is where I met Fab Michel at, and this music that he's doing is something new to my ears. You know, I'm loving it. This is straight out of Africa. I never had a music friend from Africa, so that I can learn some new things and with us trade information. You know, because I'm from Jamaica.
All right,
and
I'm
here now
in the house, man.
Yes, I big up Jamaica.
Yes,
straight out of Bali. Yes, I.
Yes. And I agree with you, Vigga. It's new to my ears as well, and I fell in love with his sound when I first heard his flow and what he was doing with his creative knowledge. So I have to agree with you on that. We're going to hear some fire from you later on today. Later on this evening, rather. We're going to hold that. I don't want to get ahead of myself. So let's bring the lyricist creator in, Fab Michel. Fab, can you introduce yourself to the people and let them know how to contact you?
Definitely. You know, Fab Michel, you know, from Elbeuf, Libreville, Gabon, for those who don't know. And you can find me also on Facebook, you know, Facebook / Fab Atingi, actually, on Facebook. So, and you can also find me on YouTube. I got a couple of videos on YouTube and everything. So, you know, basically, I'm from Libreville, Gabon. Libreville, Gabon is from, you know, Africa, Central Africa, precisely. And, you know, I've been introduced to that song early in, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s. So I just come to U.S. like a couple of years ago, not to say 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I really enjoy the collab with the brother Vigga. You know, he's a prolific brother. He got a lot of fire in him, and
yeah.
knowledge which we are trying to bring is that music is the way to bring everybody together to make sure that the next generation understand exactly what we did and where we're going in the
Absolutely.
Future. So that's what it is. That's what we do. You know, Fab Michel in the place to be. Elle bien me représente, pour ceux qui ne savent pas encore. Pour mes éléments d'elle belge, c'est comme ça, c'est Fab Michel dans la place.
Absolutely. Yeah, I forgot to. Yes, sir. I wanted to let everyone know, too, that, you know, Fab Michel, a lot of people don't know, like I didn't know, you know, when I saw, the only place I ever saw Gabon was in a history book on a map. Didn't even know it was a real place, and this brother hails from that place, and of course, Florida.
It's a little country, so you know, few people know about it, but
right.
It's
and
a big
I want
country
to let
at the same time too.
Absolutely, I want to let the people know that you know you rap in English and in French. That is correct, right?
Yeah, I will say not quite the regular French that any French speaking people will able to, you know to really be able to understand. But yeah, it's French and English, so I call it sometimes Franglish. It's a blend of it.
Yeah,
absolutely. I have the patois from LBF too in it, so.
Absolutely. Well, what you touched on something, and you know, and Vega as well touched on something that is really one of the primary reasons why I brought both you brothers on the line, and I want to bring more brothers like you, more what I call the creative gods in the forum, to tell our story in the most unusual ways, because we've tried every way out there. You know, the rap game started off one way and it ended up another way. I want both of you to comment on that in just a few minutes. And also what you just touched on, Fab, was, you know, beginning to tell your story in your way, in a unique way, so that our youth will understand what's going on. I love the fact that you tell your story in different languages as well, bringing the brother Vigga in and allowing him to, you know, present his music, his flow, his product, his knowledge, and also giving that conscious aspect to it and how, you know, you think, or how both of you would think, you know, the rap culture. I don't even know what we call it nowadays, you know, the rap culture, the rap
they
music.
They call it rap game. They call it
yeah.
rap industry. They call it all kinds of things now.
You know, it's got so many names and so many twists, but it's taken on a different, I guess you could say, what I'm looking for, maybe a different view for me. I wasn't a really huge rap fan back in the day, so to speak. And I understand that, you know, both in Jamaica and in Africa, you both were exposed to different types of music genres over there. And we tend to, as Black Americans or African Americans or whatever they're calling us these days, to stick to one particular type of ethnicity of music. And when that whole world of African music, I listen to some of everything, African music, drum beats, Asian, Latino, and I open up a whole world for myself so that I'll get different perspectives on different cultures. And that's what I'm excited about, where this new, and I'm going to put labels on it, but whatever they call it, the underground rap, conscious rap, underground knowledge, spiritual flow, whatever you want to call it. And I want each of you to kind of, you know, let me know, you know, kind of what you would call, and I don't want you to label your product if you don't want to, because I don't tend to label things either. But what would you call your flow? What inspires you to write what you write when you're coming up with a new flow or a new idea, or when you're spitting your knowledge the way that you do? What inspires you? Vigga?
Well, the whole inspiration is I do music according to knowledge. It's first I think about what it is that I'm going to talk about. That sometimes it's a message there in what I'm saying. And then I know that these people in this 21st century, I know what types of sound they want to hear from various songs that is already existing, that they love to hear. When I go to the parties and the clubs, I see what they love to hear. So I just incorporate those two and have a flow with a different message. Because you don't have to speak about knowledge in a sad way all the time. You can change it up. Sometimes the knowledge is sad. Sometimes it's a joyful thing. You know what I'm saying? So according to the earth, sometimes rain falls, sometimes it's snowy, sometimes sun is shining. It's like that's the way I change it up, you know, along with the message.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So,
Tab?
Yeah, for me, it's more like it's an everyday thing, you know. It's like whatever I feel like is going on that I have to speak about it. This is my platform, first of all, you know. Hip-hop is my platform. That's where I express myself, and that's where I'm able to engage certain topics and, you know, in a different way and be free with myself when I write the song. So first, it's about what's going on around me and what's going on inside me. So pretty much my music is a reflection of what I'm feeling, you know, if I'm talking about a situation, a global situation. So it's going to be about my thoughts, you know, my thoughts in this direction. But my creative process is really, it's really simple, you know. It's not, if I don't feel like talking about something, I'm not even talking about that stuff. So, you know, it's different. It's a different thing that I'm doing all the time. But at the same time, like Vega said, it's got to be joyful. It's got to be something that you know, people can really too. But at the same time, when there's nothing to laugh about, you don't laugh about. You just you go with the feeling you have at the time. So that's what it is.
Exactly. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, I also want to get both of you to tell me what your views are about mainstream. And I don't. And again, I'm using labels and names, but you know, whatever they call it now, mainstream rap. And again, I'm not going to date myself in this show, but I know when I, you know, again, as being African American, you know, we immediately think, you know, Sugar Hill Gang, and we go back to when rap was that. And then, you know, you guys could probably go back even further than that. But what has the rap game, so to speak, evolved into right now, and what do you see it doing going forward? What are your thoughts about the rappers that are out there now, and does anybody in particular influence you?
Either
one of you.
Okay, go ahead, Vega.
Well, this rap music is something. The thing that I think about.
Keep it real, Vega. You are in the crown. Let it out.
in our reality, this mainstream, I don't think that mainstream is trying to seek for artists. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just that anybody who they grab onto already, who they think that can sell whatever negativity they want to sell, they just use this person. Right now, they're abusing music. You know what I'm saying? It's not the way we do music right now. It's not the versatility. And yes, Vega is talented. Fab Michelle is talented. I don't think that's what they're looking for. You know what I'm saying? This is what I really think of these people. Otherwise, I would have got there already. Because I've been to several places and been through several people and know that, you know, it's like you're doing everything that is necessary to get on mainstream then. And I'm not going to do the negative stuff to get there. So
check that out. Yeah.
My time come is my time. You understand? Allow these people to go and corrupt it with the type of music that I'm teaching young youths right now, because these mainstream people really going hard with negativity. As far as these is the one making the most money, going with all type of negative stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's the one that making everything.
Yeah.
Fire, you know?
Yeah, man. You know, straight up, that's exactly what it is. So whatever they are planning to do, because they have a plan. They're following a big picture. They have an agenda to fulfill. So you know, music is a big part of it right now. So you can see.
Come closer to your phone, Fab. You're fading out just a little bit. There you go. Okay.
Yeah. So okay. You know, I'm saying, I was saying that, you know, you can see all about the TV, the internet, and everything. So it's really, like, you know, like Vega was saying, it's really like they have an agenda and they choose to to sponsorize a certain type of music, like, you know,
absolutely,
the negativity, the stupidness, all the thing that make us, you know, move backwards,
right,
and not forward. And that's, you know, because there's a big plan against, you know, against black people, just to say the least.
Yeah. We, you know, as you, like I said, you're familiar with the Crown Fab and Vigga. What I, you know, what Crown Knowledge is about is the wounds that divide black men and black women, and what our future looks like as black men and black women. Not that we're telling the future, but it's more important to tell our story. Not what's wrong, because we pretty much know what's wrong, but finding ways. And my responsibility, I guess you could say, my creative flow and my creative input to all of this is Crown Knowledge Radio. I bring, you know, the knowledge that's given to me as a goddess to come in this forum and say, how do we tell our story? And so I want to find creative and unusual ways to be able to do that. And it starts with bringing brothers like you and Fab Michelle into the forum with creative and divine and spiritual knowledge and, you know, just manifested ways straight from God to be able to tell this story. And like you said, it doesn't have to be sad all the time, because really, to be honest with you, our story is not sad. You know, it's a plight of a people. But finding those creative ways to do that and then to parlay that to our children, which I think is important. When they hear these stories, they want to see the superhero. You know, they want to see the king. They want to uncover that true knowledge about who they really are. Nobody can believe this story. I don't think that anybody with any God knowledge, any true knowledge, can believe that a people are down and stay down as long as black people on the planet, no matter where you are, whether it's in the Caribbean, whether it's in Africa, whether it's Trinidad, Tobago, anywhere, anywhere on this planet, and especially in black America. You know, there is another story. It's been buried, but now it's gotten to the point where it's being erased so that
you
our
know
children...
What? You know what, this is really important right now, because
mm-hmm.
three of us tonight right now, we represent Africa, America, and the Caribbean.
Absolutely.
So this is something that, you know, people have to really think about, like, seriously. This is no joke time right now. Everything is so serious. It's like, of course, we have to make pleasant things sometimes for people to rejoice and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the mindset have to be, like, on a total warfare mindset, because they don't play around when they decide to do stuff.
Absolutely.
It seems like okay, they have fun when they do it, but they're really serious about it.
That's true. Well, as my mentor, you know, said to me, and I've heard him say before, if we don't deal with it, it's going to deal with us. And I think, you know, no matter where we are, black on the planet, we're tired of it dealing with us. So it's time that we step up to the plate and deal with it. What I want to do real quick before we go through any more time on the forum, the brother Pro Vigga has blessed us with his conscious knowledge, his creative lyrical flow, and sent me some fire. We want to play right quick. We're going to listen to a piece real quick from the brother Pro Vigga. Vigga, go ahead and introduce this piece that you sent to me.
Yes, Garrison to the world. This one is all about the youths, them who influence the younger ones into crime and violence. This one is a message to you.
All right, we're gonna hear this cut from the brother Pro Vigga.
No more blood, no fear run this year. No kill no daughter, no son this year. Trigger happy that done this year. Shot up, put down them gun this year. Money over gun this year.
I need to last year, the first day bomb step was real straight. And now scared the youth can't get no jailbreak. So put on the guns, them cause I mean them can't take me. So don't see Babylon, and me shoot them like a earthquake. Shut up, go for your gun, like say them no desire phone. Little boy go see this and go say them all desire gun. So them go buy a gun, we know that and deny a drum. And some of the people and go left them body like a gun. No blood, no fear run and them a ask why not. You live by the sword, we die by that. Cause I live by the gun, so them die by the shot. Like the drop in him a run and get caught by the cop. Cross in years, months and years. Behind prison rail, no parole and him can't get no jail. Can't get a job and nobody flip steel. So the shot a gun, man, female.
The eye is lost, the eye
get no youth, can't get no jailbreak. So put on the guns, them cause of me, them can't treat me. So don't see Babylon, me shoot them like a earthquake. Shut up, go for your gun, like, say them no desire phone. Little boy, go see this and go, say them all desire gun. So them go buy a gun, reloaded and deny a drum. And use them with the people and go lift them body like a gun.
The youth, them now fly, no kite, no fun. Them kill another man the other night with a gun. Blood a run, like a bus pipe on the ground.
Them kill the daughter, them kill the son. The shutter, them nothing twice. To make a head roll like dice. The shutter, for them cool like ice. Them kill and them not care about the price. Them not care about your fight. The shutter, them not care about.
The high, the last, the high, the first, the bomb, the fuzzy, the straight. And no get the youth, can't get no jailbreak. So put on the guns, them cause of me, them can't drape. Me said, don't see Babylon, and me shoot them like a earthquake. Shutter, go for your gun, like, say them not desire phone. Little boy, go see the sun, go see them all desire gun. So them go buy a gun, reloaded and deny a drum. And use them with the people, and go lift them body like a gun.
Well, every day, shot a medi-war. Shot a send you to go rob ready car. Never know a car buying trap up in a ready car. Three star them approach ready car. Never know knife war. That's an a really war. Three life, three brain. That's a short pantar. We a medi love them a medi war. A trap star here. Pro big a charm.
The highly celestial. The first thing from steppers heel straight. Enough get the youth can't get no jailbreak. So put on the guns them cause of me. Them can't trade. Me set up the Babylon and me shoot them like a earthquake. Shot a gun for your gun next to them. No desire for. Little boy go see the sun, go see them all desire gun. So them go buy a gun, reload it and deny a drum. And use them with the people and go lick them body like a gun.
Mad. Yo, mad. Love that tune, though.
Spitting that fire, fire, fire.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yes. Man, that's a beautiful cut. So tell me a little bit about that, Vigor. What inspired that particular piece for you?
Well, this music, I already wrote this music for years now. When I was in a community, there was this man that used to come around with his car, with hot bread, selling bread, you know, hot bread, selling bread. So one of the time, it's like some other troublemakers in the community just influenced others to rob this man or whatever the case may be. So, you know, this man maneuver himself, yeah. So I just decided to write this thing about a lesson learned on violence, and you know, stop trying to teach the youth the negativity. You know, just try to stay positive. This is just a positive message.
Absolutely. I have to admit, though, you know, I'm sitting in my chair and I'm getting my twine on and I'm throwing my hands up. I was into the cut. I'm telling you. I'm like, man, this is, it moves you, but yeah, and it's moving me, but at the same time, I'm listening to the lyrics, and I'm like, yeah, so I was completely involved in what you explained about, you know, it doesn't have to be sad, you can get the message across,
yeah,
and,
because
you know.
I know all these people, you know, the type of instrumental, and let's say them playing one of these dancehall music.
Right.
You see the kind of vibe that dancehall music give these people. You want these people attention. You have to know to grab attention. So
absolutely.
It's like the message is a righteous message. You still can do it with a bounce. So people can dance. They can dance for goodness.
Absolutely.
You don't have to dance for negativity alone. You can dance for goodness. So the instrumental is a, you know, vibe.
Absolutely.
Instrumental. I'm just make the lyrics, you know, around this message just flow.
Absolutely.
And that type of vibe, you know.
Some substance, you know, whatever you're into, you put some substance in it.
Yes, right.
Absolutely, and I think that you both do that very well. Your message is clear, and what you both bring to the table in the form of knowledge is something, again, that I want to keep introducing in the crown, and brothers like you bringing that knowledge. And again, you are in the crown, bringing that God knowledge to the table, because those are what I call and what, you know, everybody else has been known to relate to as our Akashic records. That's the stories that are encoded in us. You know, that if we don't tell the story, who will? You know, our children aren't going to get it from school. You know, they don't get it from school. You know, they get what they need.
They're already screwed by the school system.
Right,
it's like they're getting screwed by the school system every day.
Right.
So it's like, you know, we have to bring the balance, you know.
They don't teach you things in school that you need to leave school and be a man or be a woman immediately after you leave school. School is supposed to be training you somewhat or most likely to become a man or a woman. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Not just
mm-hmm.
It's not just this maths and English and science, this and that. It's good to have knowledge about history and all these things, but these things, it put together is a plan to make you a man or a woman. So therefore,
right.
If you come out of school and you can't get into the circle of making yourself busy to earn, to live your life, then it's like a waste of time. The years that you spend in school, you can't use them right now. It's not next year. If you leave school this year, you don't need a job next year. You need a job this year. You understand?
So, yeah, right.
Sit down another year listening to people telling you that you don't have experience, which experience come with the first thing. There has to be a first thing. You have to allow a first event to happen. You have to give a person a job for them to gain experience so that you can further and say, yes, you have 1 year experience, 2 year experience, 3, 4, 5 months, however, your experience. You understand?
Right.
You don't just get out of school and have experience. The only experience you had must have been some form of internship or some practical on the school compound.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you have to go somewhere else and find some, you know.
Yeah, you must have had some time. So it's these ridiculousness I want to cut out.
This
is the type of thing that I want to sing about.
Absolutely.
That people must...
We still, I think we all three of us agree that life is still the best teacher. Life is still the best teacher. Yeah, you can't get that in a book. And for me, I know you both are probably familiar with the what we call the ancestral storytellers. And I was introduced to that a long time ago in my youth. And I think I received more knowledge sitting down listening to my elders tell me stories about the things that they went through. I was actually blessed to be able to experience that, and I try to, you know, relay that to my younger nieces and nephews and tell them, you know, you can listen to the voices and the words of the ancestors. Well, we are now the new ancestors. Check that out. We are now the new story. Yeah, we are now the new storytellers. This is you and Fab and brothers like you and brothers that, you know, hopefully many, many more to come through the crown to tell their story to the youth so that they get the true knowledge. You know, training is one thing, but like you said, you know, they don't get really what they need to stand up to what is out there in the world. And we are the new ancestors now. We are the ones that need to tell them that story. Beautiful, very, very beautiful. The sages, the poets, the prophets, the master scientists, the musicians and magicians and the divine goddesses on the planet today to help to elevate our youth into another level of consciousness, another level of understanding of what we're going through. Real quick, let me take care of some housekeeping. 646-652-2178. If you are logged into the crown, you are on the line tonight with the brother Fab Michelle and the brother Pro Vigga in the house, spitting conscious knowledge. The gods in the house, the creative gods in the house, giving us that real knowledge, that real, real, real conscious information about who we are and what we are as a people. If we don't tell the story, who will? Log on to your PC. If you're on the phone, www.blogtalkradio.com/crownknowledgeradio. That's crown with a K. And chat with us. If you have a question for my guests in the forum tonight, press 1 on your phone, and I will see your icon pop up. And, you know, we can chat some more with these brothers about their understanding of what their flow is, what we're going through right now, the rap game, you know, and that's interesting, Fab, that you use that term too, rap game. It's a game.
that's what they wanted to believe it is. But it is no game, you know, it is no game. Everything is real. Even, you know, when people, you know, talk about stuff in the music and they feel like it's virtual, but at the same time, you're touching people's feelings, you're pushing people's buttons and everything. So at the end of the day, it's not a game, it's real. And, you know, but they want us to believe it's all a game. For them, it's all a game, but everything in it is real. So there's no game.
Right.
Music is like a classroom, you know. You have to be careful. Yeah. These teachers is public. It's, you know, people... Music is playing everywhere, in people's car, the radio, by a pass on the street. So the type of messages that you're sending by music, if you were sending more positive music, then the world would obviously be a positive, more positive. You understand? Every day you're hearing music. Every day, music moves the world.
Absolutely.
You understand?
We believe in the rhythm of music. Is like everything is connected to music. You know, even when you
think,
when you dream, you have music in it.
So people going to work, hear music, and they have to do a little dance right there, you know, even though they dress all sophisticated, going to work.
Absolutely.
They got to twerk a little bit just for a second. You know what I mean? Like, music moves the world. So if you want to hear
music. That's exactly what happened with those... little song they be promoting time to time. Like they have this song that come with a dance, they call twerk. It's full of music. They be all over the internet. You know, you see kids to grandma doing it. You know, it's something that, you know, they try to project a certain visual. And mostly who's doing it is young black people, young black girls, and you know, and it's just to try to project a certain image, a perception of a reality that's not true, that, you know, they doing a work deep from the subconscious to the physical.
You were going exactly where I was going to, Fab, because I was going to say to both of you, the thing that I don't want to say frightens me, but it concerns me is my subconscious mind, and I try to stay aware. I try to stay in my awareness most of the time. I do meditate. And like I said, I listen to different types of music, and there are certain things that I don't listen to. And I actually don't watch TV or listen to the radio. I haven't for almost 8-9 years now. So what I do, but if I'm out somewhere, you know, you could be in a shop or a salon or a store or somewhere, and you'll hear a beat, and the next thing you know, you hear it in your head. And, you know, and I've heard people, I know you guys have experienced that as well, you hear this and you just can't get this jingle or this song or this line from a song, and you can't get it out of your head. And it's like, you know, so I have to come home and meditate. Go ahead.
You even find yourself singing one of these.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've caught myself doing that, too, and I'm like, wait a minute, I don't even like that song. What am I singing this for?
Well, you can't help yourself. That's why I need someone, please. Because when once they keep on playing your stuff like that, then it must get in the people's head, the subliminals. And most of the things for righteousness, you don't have to put no subliminals. You just talk your mind, make people know the truth and people hear the truth. It's not a science project. You understand?
Right.
Nothing difficult. You just, everyone know good from bad. You understand?
Yeah.
You just reinforce it.
Absolutely.
So you can realize, say, yes, you need to get up and pray. You need to stop certain things. You know what I'm saying? You need to be more influential. Everything about society, You understand? Because this, we're going into crazy times now. This is United. We all know United States and the world. Remember, you know, the people have chosen a leader. The leader is supposed to be the type of person that everyone wants. This is what everyone wants. It's not what you want, the leader. We agree to something and we say, all right, you take it forward. You are representing for all of us.
Not what we represent,
what you're going on with. So we have all these things to talk about in music. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's like you both said, you know, music is the heartbeat. It runs through everything. You can't get away from it. And so I think that being able to, as a responsible as me, as a goddess in the forum, and having a responsibility, and I would think like both of you, having a responsibility to be aware of what is being said and what's being portrayed and what's being given, especially, you know, like I said, it's very influential. And not just the youth. There are people out there now that can't tell the difference, and they're adults. You know, that can't tell the difference. So
yeah, zombies amongst us.
Absolutely. They can't tell the difference.
Those people have the nerve to make babies and more babies. So, so imagine the kind of knowledge they giving into them. So it's like...
Like Ziga said, you know, this is crazy times. I think the crazy times have been here, Ziga. But I think that now with this new, I don't know what you want to call it, the spiritual awakening or this new level of knowledge or this new level of consciousness coming about, you know, there is a way, or maybe it's even a necessity. It has to be done. We may not have a choice in the matter.
Exactly.
To bring this type of knowledge around so that we won't get caught up in the crazy, you know. And so it's, you know, the crazy's not going to go away, but there's another side to all of this, and you choose the side you're on. You choose the side that you wish to buy into. Definitely.
It's about the time where we have to be able
to... It's the type of music that I will be doing there. We'll be already knowing that what side I am on. You know, it's not an easy side to choose either, because
it's not.
The side that I am on is not a...
You don't have to pick one like the other side.
Hold on. What did you say it again, Vigga? Hold on, Sam.
All the craziness that's going on by the music that I will be singing about all these RFID chip and the type of things that they are trying to implement in World Order One or NWO. All these things will be said, and they will acknowledge the side that I am on. You know, it's not an easy side to be on, but those who is Fajr will be on that side.
It's not easy. Yeah.
Most intense vision.
Yes. Well, I'm loving the energy. I'm loving the flow. I'm loving the knowledge and the brand and the music that you are bringing. And again, Vic, I have to agree with you. This is, you know, there are new vibes that I'm being introduced to. And there are, you know, old vibes from some brothers that kind of slid underground. I don't know if these brothers qualify, but and you know, we think of the Wu-Tang Clans, and we think of Common and Goody Mob, and you know, those types of brothers that are still trying to, you know, bring that conscious knowledge but still be mainstream. You know, and I still listen to, you know, a lot of those, you know, those brothers' flows, and I consider them mainstream. But then there's a flow that's moving, you know, and I feel it, and it's coming in the form of Pro Vigga, and it's coming in the form of Fab Michelle, you know, and it's coming in the form of these brothers from underground. I call it the underworld.
Yes, man.
Yeah,
PSBS,
That's why I
was saying, you know, it's a garrison. From here, Mr. Garrison, all these names that I chose to use.
Absolutely.
Or Vigga, you know, the type of energy that I am bringing towards music. Vigorous music.
Nice.
So the Garrison is basically the ghetto. You know, where the most suffering is at, where the strongest people is at. If you survive in the garrison, then that means you're strong. You're strong more than the average.
That's
because
right.
This is where all obstacles, everything in your way right there. You know what I'm saying? If you're balanced right there, you're strong.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They've been through the fire.
Yes.
Coming through like gold, and they will shine. And I am so appreciative. I want to say thank you to both of you brothers for bringing the new sound to the crown. And I am loving it. I'm feeling the vibe. I'm hoping to hear more from both of you. You're welcome in the crown anytime. Tell your friends, pass it along. You can take this link from my show page and put it on your Facebook page, share it, and bringing more of this type of flow and this type of conscious knowledge to the forum is what I want to do as the hostess, the goddess, the temptress, the negress in the forum, the Donna Rafia. I want to bring more of this type of information to the forum, to the forefront. You guys have been wonderful. You've been beautiful. I love the vibe that you bring to the show. But before we go, I have a surprise piece here that I want to play from the God in the Forum, Fab Michelle, one of my favorite pieces from Fab. And you know what? I just said I was going to play it, but I don't know if I downloaded it. Let me see. Did I download it? I think I did. Yes, I did. So real quick, let's hear this piece from Fab Michelle. We're going to come back and get some final words from the brothers, the creators in the forum tonight. I am your hostess, the goddess, the Donna Rafia, and you are live in the crown with Fab Michelle and Pro Viga tonight. And here's a piece from Fab Michelle. Fab, this is one of my favorite pieces of yours. I want to play real quick in the forum. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Put the mic, eye curves bigger. Dance trash bigger. Check it now. Roll them on OT, I break it down. I pick out of her man, black man, clear the cloud. I roll like crystal, listen to me now. Digital passport. Out the airport, you freak on breakage. I'm ball coded. One terror, we see a man. Break up, brother. Stand up, sister, it's time to wind up. They wanna change up the definition of hip hop. From love, faith, unity, and having fun. To fuck peace and let's drop a gun. It's all connected, they have inflicted serious pain for the brain to contain. We are tired to just maintain. Let's regain control over our culture. The future, it's here now. It's so strange to see how many of them are ready to bend over for revenge or a range rail. Who's taking over the world? So you really think you're gonna be rich forever? Don't believe the parody of life they portray. They get paid to bring confusion and illusion used by the master of deception. And on top of that, ce sont les gens qui se font prendre par l'option. Nous devons rester strong comme des lions. Dans ce monde, image et illusion. À l'unisson, we must say, everything must go. They got to go. Nous les finissons, peu importe quand on fera ma son. They got to go. They got to go. Yo, everything must go. Everything must go. 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 Everything must go. Everything must go. 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 Hey yo, everything must go. Everything must go. Go. Hey yo, everything must go. Everything must go. 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 Dealer. The collection of ones. They have computer to take over human walker. I walk a deep dive of silver surfer in Mr. River. Play with numbers in different chambers, strings to live longer. Replaced organ donor. Every corner of the world is border, across the border. They're fighting Mexican in Texas to control the drug trade. American weapon is democracy. The new world order is crazy. Don't be stupid when you're still rubbing the mouth of my bullshit.
Really?
Switch your game, player. This is not what you think it is. The double-headed dragon spitting flame to the face of the earth. And it's not a game, demons fasting for human beings. Woman who are really man, change his lane. Soon it will be no man slaying only gloom. The legend of doom, your future is gloom. Full moon, on a daylight, I left this room full of smoke. No joke I spoke, so they take notes. And they will quote what I wrote. We are in the same boat. You may need to run faster than you send boat in this fight against the goat. I make them know everything must go.
go. Everything must go soon. Ill we be no fiend. Ayo, everything must go. Everything must go. Go. Ayo, everything must go. Everything must go. 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 Ayo, everything must go. Everything must go. 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 Everything must go. Everything must go. Apocalypto, you know, nos présidents sont des kleptos. Money power and fear, it's up for them to let go. The game is still the same, yo. What you expect from those who tell you it's all about the fame, yo. Meanwhile, all over Africa, the most jelly ready. Since Babylon used them bread, I hope we can send the rain. Not a slain god of people, all you. Africa must understand it's part of the plan to control North Africa and the Middle East before they release the beast. World peace has never been their mission. So fuck the UN and the USA. Bill Clinton still remember what happened in Rwanda. The CIA can tell you something about the death of Patrice Lumumba. Tell Obama no thanks. You let them keep us under. And your soul forever. The love black man in Libya. China, Russia, back in Syria. Iran next on the list, yo. Special interest with the world, yo. Special interest with the world, yo. Special interest. They don't
tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Special interest.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Michelle in the building.
The world.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite too.
Yes. Loving it. You know, I want both of you to kind of give us some final words, some last words from you, Viga, to the people about what you're doing now and, you know, what you expect going forward. And we'd like to see you back in the crown, too. We'd like to hear you back in the crown again. All right. So let the people know what's going on with you now. What's coming up next for ProViga?
Yes, crown knowledge. I get the world town knowledge. Well, Viga is just doing, you know, various music. The producer is making some new instrumental. As the producer make instrumental, so I am delivering music. Right now, I'm just in my lab. You know, I'm just getting all types of stuff prepared.
In the lab, I like that. I like the scientists in the lab making it happen. Yes.
Because this engineer loves music. This engineer loves everybody's music. Mm-hmm. He don't just love one person's music. He's into music. You know, mm-hmm. So I'm get some nice mixes and, you know, be being refined. So right now I'm just serious music. Like some, I'm doing some rap music. You know, mm-hmm. I have a rap song up with Ras Clever, ProViga, and Ras Clever. You can check that out on YouTube. The name of the song is Slavery, but that is an example of what I can do as far as rapping is concerned, because I want to do music, all types of sounds, so that whosoever don't understand when I speak like Jamaican patois will understand this music, because it is in their sound.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Versatility.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Beautiful. And from the brother Fab Michelle in the building, what's coming up for you right now, Fab?
What's cooking on my side is just, I'm working on a project for like the past 3 years now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's almost done. You know, the name of it, Global Noise. You know what I mean? The Global Hip Noise. So that's coming up soon. It's coming up soon. You know, I got tuned with the version ProViga. You know what I mean? But man, all that to Jimmy Diamonds.
Jimmy Diamonds. Big ups for Jimmy Diamonds. Yes.
I got Jogla on it. You know what I mean? Rice Marcus on it. You know, Lando Mokaya on it. So, you know, it's a really underground project. So I don't like to call it underground. It's more like some good hip hop music.
Okay.
You know, definitely some good hip hop music with a lot of substance. So it's coming up soon.
Nice. Well, brothers, I certainly do appreciate you and give you much love and much blessing and good things to come, good vibrations from the goddess in the forum, from me, Dodonna Raphia, from the bottom of my heart. I want to say thank you both for coming into the forum and sitting with me tonight and just chilling and hanging out. And, you know, make sure you go on my show page and click the follow button under my icon so you can follow the show. You know, we bring it hot. We bring it heavy in the crown. We talk about everything from peace and love to politics to, you know, we bring it all. We bring everything in the forum and the crown, and we put it under one umbrella, which is love. Everything that happens for the black man and the black woman on this planet is all about love. Always operate from the heart, and that feeds into your crown. Go ahead. You're going to say something?
Yeah,
go ahead. Somebody was going to say something? Yeah.
I was just trying to say, you know, peace and love to all my black people and the other, you know, our little brothers. But peace and love to my black people. So, you know, and just keep your eyes open. Yeah, stay wise. Stay strong. You know, it's serious time, so you must know who you are. You must, you know what I'm saying, you must really realize who you are. So realize yourself and visualize where you try to go. So that's why we're on the same path. So if you're on the same path, you know, let's talk about it. You know, chronology is here, so we can always come back and just talk about things. That's what we do.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm looking for big things, great things in the crown, and I really look forward to both of you coming back and sharing with us and sitting in the forum. I know that a lot of the information that we bring into the crown. Oh, before I go, I want to give an honorable mention to your producer, the brother God Knowledge. Who could not be with us this evening, but I wanted to give him a shout-out on my show, Dodonna Raphia from the Goddess, the brother God Knowledge, and I hope to meet and speak with him very soon as well. So, you know, Fab, I wanted to make sure that I said thank you to him as well.
Yes, thank you for reminding me that, you know, big up to the Milwaukee, you know, and the you know, big up to the brother Fidel Castro. Big up to Jim Murray, you know, Gideon, you know, what's up,
okay.
Jean-Emmanuel, I'm going to say it in French, you know. Jean-Emmanuel, on dit quoi? Come back.
On dit quoi? Vigga, you got something else?
Big up yourself, that is my engineer. Yeah, he provide me with the big bad instrumentals so we can just keep on producing more positive tune, you know? So Bam Sepa, big up yourself, Black Fiat, big up yourself too. And big up my brethren Bobo Sa doing have his album out now, The Dusty Road. So big up yourself, Bobo Sa, Dusty Road.
Nice.
You understand? One love.
Nice. Well, you have been in the crown this evening with two of what I feel is the most creative brothers, and I look forward to meeting you both again and, you know, sitting with you in the crown. I am your host this evening, Dodonna Raphia, and you have been listening live to Crown Knowledge Radio. Don't get it twisted. Always have your crown on. Always have your crown turned on. Always operate from the heart and feed your crown. Elevate to a new level of understanding every day. That's what we want to bring in the crown. Again, I am your host, Dodonna Raphia. Thank you, Fab Michelle. Thank you, Pro Vigga, for coming into the crown with me tonight and putting down some serious conscious knowledge. Check out these brothers on YouTube. Check out these brothers on Facebook. Go back in and download the show. Get their information, their contact information. Support these brothers and other brothers like them that are doing it on another level, elevating you to another level of your crown. Again, I am your host, Dodonna Raphia. I want to thank you both for joining me in the show. More to come on Crown Knowledge Radio. Our next show, before I forget, the God Rashad will be back in the house. That's right. He's coming back, you guys. We got a special guest that's making an encore return to the crown, along with myself and the brother of the God Rashad in the building. We are going to put it down in the crown about the God process and what it looks like for our people, black men and black women, in the crown. I am your host, Dodonna Raphia, live putting it down the way I do in the crown. Loving each and every one of you so much, I can't stand it. Loving our time here on the planet. This is the time to shine. Like the brother Crow Nigga said, it ain't all sad. It ain't all bad. We ain't gone yet. We're still here. We're still around. Putting it down the way we should in the crown. Thank you so much for joining me in the show tonight. Sell therapy.
Look, you got tight bit. Feel off this bell. They'll say it ain't no worse. Fool, you should be my team's worth. Got a deal. W-2-10-99. All more black helicopter swoop down and try to put missiles in mine.
Complex, a gate with the serial code was put up there. They claim that this community is so drug free, but it don't look that way to me, cause I can see the young bloods hanging out at the store 24/7, drunkies looking for a hit of the blow. It's powerful. Oh, you know what else they trying to do? Make a curfew, especially for me and you. The traces of the new world order. Time is hitting shoulder. If we don't get prepared, people, it's gonna be a soda. My mind won't allow me to not be curious. My folks don't understand, so they don't take it serious. But every now and then.